But the sunshine gets to people's heads, though, man.
What do you mean?
Because they get brazen and start saying colonization was a good thing.
We now have a generation that believes everything we did
That's not true.
Yes, it is true. They think everything about colonization was wrong. It wasn't. There were some terrible things, and there were some good things to come out of it. And that is about
like
properly acknowledging your past.
Education.
Yes, completely.
Sanitation.
Transport.
Transportation. Yeah, yeah. There was so much that we brought to communities.
That's what they're getting light codes coming through.
I'll put the clip up there or down there or wherever it is. Mm-hmm. By the time I'm talking here, you might be seeing it. However, but she just come out of chest. It was, I don't even know what program it was. It was a Good Morning show, and it was three people on the side of colonization was a good thing, and one man, white man, was fighting that the colonization wasn't good.
Yeah. But you're typical of what we're talking about.
No, I'm saying that colonization, the empire was wrong. It was wrong full stop. That's, you know, the things that Britain might have done.
But that's very much through your modern sensibilities, yes. You might say that, because we wouldn't now routinely go into other countries.
It was a profoundly racist set of basically invasions of other people, where we subjugated people to our rule and sort of made them work for us. It was completely
out of their countries work.
But imagine yourself in the shoes of a 13-year-old boy hearing you say that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What do they then? How do they then carry that through life?
In terms of
who I am as a Brit.
But it's not about
we had racist ancestors.
Say it,
but Bev.
But I'm saying that we hear much more of that than we do about the benefits of that period of time.
Well, because I don't think there were benefits. I think that we have to be completely.
Of course, there were.
I don't think there were.
There were benefits to us.
Those countries did not, Jonathan.
It absolutely does. Those countries did not have money. They did not have the creativity. They did not have people in positions of power.
Of course, they had creativity in those countries. They just didn't. They just didn't live like Britain did. It doesn't make it worse. It just makes it different.
So it's okay to live without education, and it's okay to live without a transportation system, is it?
They did have education. It just wasn't our education system. They had language. It wasn't our language.
Yeah. This cultural
medicine we brought to
exactly what we have.
I don't know. Look, I don't know why we're even.
It was all white people, and she was like, if we didn't go over there, where would they have got their sanitation from, their education, their transport systems? And then the man was just like, you don't understand that you went over to people's place, but they didn't need to go over to in the first place. Mm-hmm. Just because they were doing it their way and the way that you don't necessarily think it's correct in the way you see things doesn't mean that it's correct to change it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then the woman just couldn't see it. She just couldn't see it. And then the other woman started to harp in. She goes, colonization was a benefit to us, though. It was definitely a benefit. It was a benefit to us. And like, of course. But she couldn't see that the fact that obviously a benefit to you at the detriment of somebody else is not good.
That's not a good look.
No, she don't care about that.
That's what
she said. We got food, culture.
We got good music.
I rate the honesty there.
That's exactly why they're blocking out
the sun, because they're getting too happy.
Yeah. Right.
Starting to come out of line, man. Start to talk about stuff like they don't really know about.
That's insane. But that just goes to show you, the miseducation is real.
Mm.
The miseducation is so real. For you to think, okay, cool, colonization has brought you guys freaking sanitary, it's made you guys wash your skin. It's brought you guys. What else did she say?
Education.
Where did you?
Transportation systems. Yeah,
that's absurd. Where did your education come from? Where did that education that you know of what you know come from? A lot of it comes from.
You already know.
Well, yeah. I'm just gonna do it for those who don't know. The Romans and the Greeks, and where did theirs come from? So you have to ask. Okay, so that's where you guys base a lot of your information, what your teachings, all the rest of it, from that era of knowledge. Great. So where did theirs come from? Of course, the Kemet, which is, for those who don't know, ancient Egypt.
Exactly.
So, like, what are we talking about? And this is when ancient Egypt looked like us.
That's
like,
it. When the Nubian man them were there, running around and ruling.
Not the people that's there now. The Arab man that's there now. Yeah, you know I mean, that's taken the lands and that's made the lands theirs, which is why you've got things like KFC across from the Pyramid of Giza.
And why they dig up our ancestors and talk have them in museums, talk about these are our ancestors. Like, bro, you don't dig up your own ancestors and put them in museums. That's crazy work,
isn't it?
You dig up other people's ancestors
and put them up
and put them in museums. Yeah. That's what we've always done.
All the other ancestors that they ate of ours.
And they ate, they used to eat mummies. Yeah, think they get their powers.
For powers.
Crazy work.
What are you talking about? They came over to us and helped us, and colonization helped us.
Mm.
And this is what they was doing. You don't eat money, bro.
Savages, G.
What are you talking about? You insane individual. And this is what I mean by miseducation. Like, we're being taught, obviously, when we get taught about history in school is we get taught up to slavery. And it's how slavery was beneficial for a certain demographic of people and a certain group of people. But the education that we get taught about Black history, just Black, the Black experience starts and ends there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go any further back. We don't look any. So from the perspective of that like lens, I understand why she's like, oh yeah, colonization was a good thing, because you thought that we were savages that was in huts throwing spears,
swinging from tree to tree.
It's a shame that they don't even know their own history, to start claiming that colonization was a good thing here. You need to look at yourself, because England has been colonized by every single Northern Europe country through like the last thousands of years.
Yeah.
So there ain't no real true English bloodline going on in England at the end of the day, and that's through colonization, but you don't really know your own history.
Yeah. Right? So then that makes you questions like, well, what colonization are you talking about?
Exactly. That's what I started to think about. Right? If you knew which colonization you could pinpoint and start really try talking about, you have no idea.
Yeah.
You just dug a hole that
you
don't even want to be in love.
Yeah, facts.
It's crazy. But yeah, carry on.
Yeah. So it's just like that miseducation, obviously. I can see why her lens is like, oh yeah, this is great. This is because, like, if you're seeing it from they was a bunch of people throwing spears and living in huts, and that's what they ran, they would run for miles to catch a deer. And that's the miseducation.
Crazy, bro.
It's crazy, isn't it?
That right now.
Crazy.
It's like a lot of Americans, when they start talking about Ibrahim Traore, they don't even know where to start to begin, because they think Burkina Faso is probably everybody in mud huts and stuff. It's so backwards. You've got the internet to your disposal and you still don't use it for the things that could actually benefit your life and educate you.
I swear Google Maps has a point of view now. We've had that for a long time.
We're not even gonna go.
And you can just satellite go and look at, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could look at these
But
places.
They just talk. They just want to just talk and assume that they know stuff. Like, we assume stuff, and we're not going to go out there and talk about the whole man's culture and say, surely it can't be up and... education, they can't be educated of. Read and write.
They can't wash themselves.
No,
we brought that to them.
How can they live in a mud hut and be clean?
I won't use a washcloth to clean myself. I refuse to do it. But we brought them the sanitation.
And my feet don't need to be washed. The water's trickling on my feet. What do you mean?
Crazy work.
Soap on feet is a waste of good soap.
The soap that's on my torso has run down my legs, so my legs are clean. And it's going to reachly get to the floor and the plug. Oh, I just wipe my feet.
Crazy.
That's what we're dealing with, you know. Colonization was a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're only right in the instance it was good for them.
Yeah.
That's it. Free labor.
Free labor, innit?
Free labor to build up and do their society what they didn't want to do. They got to, and they used to, hemophilia, when they used to get cut, they couldn't bleed. So they used to take our blood as well. And that's when they started all those experiments on Black women. That's how gynecology came around, so they could learn about the human body, because obviously we weren't classed as humans to them. So they had a lot of scientific, and you know, that's how they built their whole system of medicine, was around through torture of our people. So it was very beneficial to them. But other than that, there's no benefit anywhere else. Do you know what I'm saying? So
we've got to
understand what perspective they're coming from.
Yeah. That's what I say. I see her lens, but boy, the lens is wrong. It is warped. It's just from her view.
That's all. It's just from their view. That's how we've got to take things.
Smudge. They got smudge on the glasses, and they just need to actually wipe away that smudge.
There's no smudge on the glasses because they don't know.
That's why there's smudge on the glasses. They can't see. They can't see it.
Where the woman? That woman there has no idea what you've just said.
No, but do you know what it is?
She'll be shocked. Her heart will be broken. I guarantee you. So I said, really?
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. There's not even smudged, bro. You didn't even got glasses on. You're blind. No. Unfortunately, you could get laser eye surgery, and that's education. Go look up in your history. That laser eye surgery.
Okay, cool. Mm.
And then you can put your glasses on after that. That may be smudged.
Yeah, all right, cool. Ignore it. All right, cool. All right, Jesus, fair enough.
These women are they're the blind leading the blind.
Yeah, that's what that
and
is.
And the people who know the information are like, yeah, keep saying that, love.
Yeah.
Pay rise. Promotion.
They know.
That's foul, isn't it? It's foul. Mm-hmm. The fact that she's been able to say that on such a show.
And not even, no,
so many people watching that.
Say that about Jewish people, you're gone.
Finished.
Immediately. Come out from here.
What?
And rightly so.
Can't wait for your
really
sentence.
You really shouldn't say that about anybody. At the end of the day, as much as you might think people have done polite to you or this person's done something wrong to you, just allow it, bro. If the person really, at the end of the day, hasn't done it personally to you, this is a whole demographic of people. Be quiet. You don't know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Say the Jews, you may don't like what they do and stuff like that, yeah? If you haven't gone out of your way to go and do your due diligence and find out, don't just start spewing rubbish.
Same
thing goes with black people. Rhetoric. Same things that goes with the North Korea and all these people. And that, because my eyes are starting to get opened, bro. I'm going to leave it at that. We live in the West world and we get our news and media and fed. It's all just a lot of nonsense.
Yes.
A lot of propaganda.
Fully.
And as you get older, you have to start looking between the lines and reading between the lines. And unfortunately, if you live in England, you live in America, you've been just fed a view of the rest of the world that you have to, unfortunately, then start breaking down and pulling start apart
questioning,
yourself,
isn't it?
Questioning yourself as you get older. Because if you just carry on with what you've been told through school and being from the indoctrination, could just be lost. And you start talking to people in a way that you have no real reason to talk to them in that way because you don't actually know. You've just been fed lies. That's all I can really say.
You can be vexed at everyone.
Fed somebody else's opinion. Fed somebody else's opinion.
Yeah. I mean, that could be lies, but yeah.
You don't know until you go and find out.
Fully. Well, I mean, I can't lie. For growing up, I started doing that because of slavery. When I was learning about slavery and I was learning, okay, cool, you guys only teach us about slavery.
Mm.
And then I was taught those things. I was like, I naturally question things. That's just how my brain kind of works. So I then started questioning. I was like, okay, what else are you lying about then? So then I started looking at the Vietnam War, USA. Mm-hmm.
I learned that from COD. COD tell you that.
COD
give you a good view.
That affirmed it for me. Because then I was like, see, this is the stuff I was reading about. And I was like, this is making sense. I was like, all right, cool. So then I got to have a little visual representation of it. But I was like, all right, cool. So then it maybe question everything that I see from these guys. I was like, all right, anything that comes in, I'm like, I'm going to have to question it because you guys lie. But yourself. So even down to I haven't looked into this as of yet, and maybe one of you two can educate me if you guys have looked into it. But I was even started questioning the World War II and the Germans' point of view.
All right, yeah.
And I started questioning. I was like, well, we've been fed that the English was right and the Western world was the Western world and all the rest of it. And
my house would love to question them.
We already knew about that. Yeah,
I'm gonna leave it at that. I can't feel we're gonna get us demolished.
I don't know if it was World War II, World War One. That's just when they were devising up Africa.
The top of this conversation.
And when something was happening in Belgium, King Leopold was already in Africa whilst his country getting bombed and stuff because it was about the resources in Africa,
the rubber,
and everything. That's what it was,
isn't it?
Cool.
So the whole thing was just a load of bollocks. Yeah.